Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Fighter Hayabusa's wrap-up. Today, we're covering SummerSlam 2011 from Los Angeles, California, at the Staples Center. My name is Máscara de Fuego.
And I am the Great Puma.
Puma, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm in Alberto Del Rio, Mark, but you already know that.
But I already knew that. So, I guess we should start right off the bat with the show, unless you want to cover what led to the show.
As in what?
As in, you know, the WWE title situation, that sort of thing.
Nah, I don't feel like it.
Fuck it. We're just going to move right on then, folks. So, the show started off with a match that we had no idea was going to happen. So, it was basically Rey Mysterio, John Morrison, Kofi Kingston against The Miz, R-Truth, and Alberto Del Rio. What'd you think about this one?
That was a nice curtain jerker. It really was. The ironic thing is that, and I posted this on the site, is that these are all six guys that could, if the WWE was smart, would actually be main event worthy.
Yeah,
all six of these guys are, to me, good wrestlers. They have a good fan base. And, you know, they always bring out the best in everybody that they face. And these six guys put on a hell of a match. And
I agree.
You called it, though. You said, yeah, this might be a little swerve for everybody because ADR, Alberto Del Rio, might cash in later on tonight.
Yeah,
you didn't want it to happen, but it was a nice surprise.
Yeah,
it was the last thing on our line.
Was rotten in Denmark tonight.
It was in L.A.
Something was rotten in L.A. tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought it was a good match. I thought it was a nice little opener. You know, I mean, they could have obviously given these guys a little more time, even though I think they got, like, damn near 10 minutes or whatnot.
Well, you needed time for the CeeLo concert, which I enjoyed thoroughly.
That's, you know what, people will complain, I'm sure, but I don't give a shit. Like, I enjoyed that. Like, you know, it's nice when they have, like, relative, like, music, you know, artists that people can relate to. Or
yeah.
Something current.
He's relevant, and he's good.
Yep.
It wasn't like, you know, some bullshit.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good match to start the pay-per-view off with. After that, they went into Sheamus versus Mark Henry. What did you think about that one?
I thought that was a great match, and I thought the finish was even better than expected. I am not a fan of big man matches, and this match delivered big time. See what I did there?
Oh.
And,
hello.
You know, from the flying shoulder block from the top, from Sheamus to Mark Henry just blasting him through the ring barrier. That was all excellent stuff. And the match made both men look strong. And then usually when it comes to the WWE, it would pretty much be like just Sheamus looking good. But this match put over both wrestlers. And it still keeps Mark Henry looking like a monster. And, you know, we are now convinced that Sheamus is Mr. Face.
Yeah, I think Sheamus got a good reaction in L.A.
Bill Justice.
And, yeah, I thought, like you said, I thought it was a good match for both, and I think it delivered on what it needed to do, getting both guys over and keeping both guys strong and having, you know, Mark Henry still win the match, even though it was by count-out, but it still keeps him on top and yet keeps furthering, you know, Sheamus on his face turn or whatnot. I thought it was entertaining. I mean, they got about, what, 10 minutes, you think?
Yeah, and they did everything right. And, you know, I want to see what happens next for Mark Henry. And, you know, I'm sure Sheamus will have his place in a high spot on the card as well.
Yeah.
Good match by both men. And what'd you think of the CeeLo Green concert?
Like I said, I enjoy his music stylings. So to me, it catered to me. I know it catered to you.
Well, we're
fans.
The writers at High Fighter Hayabusa. We've been longtime CeeLo fans when he was in Gnarls Barkley, when he was in Goody Mob.
Yep.
You know, and you know,
it's
a pleasure to see, and congrats on his success, CeeLo. If you're listening, and we know you are, big ups to you.
You know, not everybody's going to agree on musical taste, and the Lord knows that we've had to sit through a lot of wrestling concerts by, you know, groups and acts that we don't enjoy. So at least it was nice for, in our town, that we got somebody who we enjoy listening to.
And it was
to.
Short, so really, what can you complain about?
Nothing. It was two songs. It was to, you know, it was the SummerSlam song, and then it was, you know, his hit of the summer, so it was perfect.
Yeah.
Straight into
if
the point.
You are complaining, go fuck yourself.
Yep, that's what we said it.
Just turn off this podcast right now.
Yeah, this message is brought to you by FighterHayabusa.com.
Haters are going to hate.
Haters are going to hate. They need a job.
And so then they went into Kelly Kelly defending her title against Beth Phoenix, and she succeeded.
I'm kind of surprised. I thought they were actually going to just go with Beth Phoenix on this one. But I got to say, man, ultimately, it's the one thing I'm going to say about this pay-per-view. It seemed like everybody was pulling out their A-game and trying here. And, you know, like, Kelly Kelly's nice to look at, but she can't wrestle for shit.
Well,
but
usually she's sloppy, let's say that. And today she brought it. She put on her working boots.
She looked like a wrestler today. And even though, like, they got, you know, probably double of what they usually get on women's matches. You know, normally they'll get about three minutes, and we got about 6 minutes. I think they did a good job.
And I thought the finish was amazing, the forward roll-up.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice textbook move to finish the match, and it still keeps Beth Phoenix strong. You know, it's not like she went out there and devastated her. I mean, you know, it was a pretty even-keel match. I thought it was entertaining.
So what are the next steps? I think, personally, they should have a title match with Natalya and have Kelly Kelly defend against her.
They're either going to, now the champions are either going to go with that, or they're probably going to do a return match with Beth Phoenix. But they'll probably save Beth Phoenix to do all the TV, though.
It seems like in the long run, for me, this is how I would book it. I would book it as eventually Beth Phoenix wins the title, and then maybe there's a face turn for Natalya later on at WrestleMania, and those two could go at it. I think that'd be a great match.
Well, I think they need to save that match between Natalya and Beth Phoenix for the Divas title for WrestleMania. I mean, it's, you know, they got a lot of time. They got a lot of time to build both kind of back up and kind of put both in the limelight. I think right now is the perfect time to start with that, you know, and kind of tease dissension, but tease their dominance on the other Divas, and thus you have this, like, you know, Monster Diva versus Monster Diva kind of match.
And they both can wrestle their asses.
Yeah, and, you know, and hopefully at WrestleMania they'll get something like, you know, 20 minutes to do something, you know, decent.
And what did you think of Wade Barrett going over Daniel Bryan?
You know, I wasn't really crazy about the outcome, but I thought it was, you know, Daniel Bryan always brings a solid match in everybody that he wrestles, so the fact that this was actually a good match doesn't surprise me.
It was a great match, yeah.
But I was kind of surprised that they actually went with Wade Barrett. You know, this was more of a match for Daniel Bryan to win. And I don't know, man. Like, I think they need to, and I think you stated this before, they need to kind of build Daniel Bryan with an undefeated streak all the way up to WrestleMania where he cashes in his Money in the Bank. And right now, I don't know, like, they're, you know, the people are behind him. LA was behind him. And all the elements are there. The only element that's missing is their participation in making you want to believe that this guy is main event in the WWE.
Well, if he were to cash in tomorrow or next Friday at SmackDown, would the crowd be amped? Not as much as they would be if he won tonight.
You know, ultimately the Money in the Bank briefcase always gets a reaction out of people, but it's the reactions they get after that thing's been cashed in on the next show, you know, whether it be Raw or SmackDown, that's the important thing. And right now, if they were to pull the trigger on Daniel Bryan and have him cash in, yeah, he'll get the big pop, but they're shooting themselves in the foot because they should be, you know.
Well, they should be mentioning it all the time.
Yeah, like,
I remember
Miz
was doing his thing,
yeah,
when he was the Money in the Bank winner. He would threaten almost every episode, and that got
you never knew.
That was like almost must-see TV.
Yeah, it was nice, because you never knew when he was actually going to cash his briefcase.
But he wouldn't mention it all the time. And these two guys, you know, they'll mention it once a week, and, you know, they need to do it all the time.
Yeah. I thought, ultimately, I thought it was a good match. I mean, I don't think Wade needed to win it, but I thought it was definitely, this late breaking news, Miss Mascara de Fuego just showed up with a red velvet cupcake that is the size of my head.
And we're going to pause this podcast right now because it must be done.
This looks delicious.
And we'll post the picture of it on the site.
This is a first, folks.
So we're going to eat right now, and we'll talk to you later.
Because this looks delicious.